Viter in Shas, Spirin Pavan Mitzid, Naflamit Test, bringing up on Lamel Chesimo Beis by the bottom of the page. We left off yesterday discussing two different types of Lashonas. One is Nitushim and one is Ritushim. And we're trying to understand where does those Lashonas come from? Where do we find the Makor of those? Maishna Hanach, Dekar Lohu Nitushim. What is the reason why some of the property that we leave are called Nitushim and some are called those that are Ritushim? Beep, turn the page. Lamel Test. Nitushim, we find the Lashon Nitushim. The Baal Karchan, against their will, they leave the property. The Chassidus Pasuk says, "Vashavias tishmeteru nitashta," a lashon of things that happen by itself against your will. Rashi says, "Hanu al karcha." That's by Shemitah, that you have to leave this stuff. You have to release the land, and you have to leave it. You can't touch it. This produce that's over there, that's a lashon of nitushim. So what do we see there? Afkata demalka. This is the king. Rashi says, "Mitzvah Samelch," the rule, the command of the king. So here also we use some netushim to do something which is against someone's will. Ritushim, demidaitin, that's something that's done with das, with someone's own das. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Hosea, these are yidden who are scared of attack, an enemy attack. Therefore, they leave their fields and their homes to escape them actually taking them over, kidnapping them. Aim albanim rutasha, the mother with the children abandoned. So we have that lush and retushin by itself. So therefore, use the same one over here as well. Tana. We learned at the end of the Brisa yesterday that it said the following: Vikulam, and all these people, some people are going to someone else's property. Shamin lahem ka'aris. They evaluate what they gain according to an aris, like a sharecropper. We're talking about somebody who comes into somebody else's field, right? It says, Im yavo abaylim, yitlu elu b'shevach karko, superis kaminei garisi amakum. They end up getting value like they're sharecroppers and taking over. Ahay, now what is this going on? Ilem ha-shvuyim, we're talking about this goes on shvuyim, those that are kidnapped. So hashta, you don't have to even tell me that. Hashta zoriz v'niskar hava, and the Brisa said that if you have, let's say, a relative of somebody who was taken to captivity and they're going to take over the land there, if they go in there and they very quickly go ahead and they eat everything before he comes back, then then what happens? He ends up getting it. He's allowed to hold on to it, all the stuff that he took. Rashi says, v'yitol akol, my de ashbach mi bai. So do you have to even tell us, you have to teach us that he gets the value of like Kikilu, who's like a sharecropper? Of course, he gets even if he takes the whole thing. Ella, what are we talking about? Aretushim. We're talking about the case of Retushim. But it says, the Brisa says about that type of stuff that we take it out of his hands. He doesn't get anything. So clearly he's not getting compensated like he is in Aris, like he's a sharecropper. Ella Anitushim. We must be going on Nitushim. Leman, according to who? Who is that going like? Elim or Rabbanan, if you want to say it's going in the world of the Rabbanan. Can't be. Why? Because Ha'amri, Motzino Samiyado, they said, this type of matzif, that we take the property out of the guy's hands. E Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if you want to say it's going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who allows the relatives to go into the property over there, then you don't have to tell us that. Ha'amri Shamati Shanutushim Kishvuyan. What did he say? He said, I heard that that Netushim, stuff that's abandoned, is like Shvuyan, and that you're allowed to go and you're allowed to take. And therefore, you can't tell me that, you don't even have to teach me the fact that it's like a sharecropper, like an aris. So the Gemara says, okay, really, it's kishvuyin. Really, we're going to say it's like those that are captured. Velo kishvuyin, and it's not like shvuyin. Kishvuyin, it's like shvuyin. The ain won't see on somebody else. They don't take it out of their hands, that which they got already. Velo kishvuyin, it's not like them. Dilu hosam zarz in this car. Over there, they took quickly. And they gained, they benefited by going and taking it. Velo hach, but over here, in the tushim stuff, shayminan le ka'aris, we valued him according to the aris. Therefore, it's telling us that according to Shimon Gamliel, the showman, the one who's taking care of this property of the Netushim, is not able to go and get the entire crop like the one who is taking care of one who is kidnapped. Umayishna, affect the Gemara, Umayishna mehad the Tanan. Now, why is this any different than we learned in the Mishnah back in Ksuvah's days? Ha motzi hutzos ha nichsa ishto. This we're talking about. Rashi says nichsei melug, aka plucking property. Rashi says nichsei melug shehu ochel peiros or karen shalah. That she brings in a land. She brings in land. That land retains. She retains status over the. She retains ownership of the land, but all the fruits in the meantime, while they're married, belong to him. So let's say the motzi hotzos the nichsei ishto. You spend a lot of money on it. Hotzi harbe vachel kima. Let's say you put a lot of money into it and you only ate a little bit. Rashi has called them shemeso shigirsha before they died or divorced, or kima vachel harbe. Let's say you put a little bit of money into it, but he ate a lot of it. Whatever he spent whatever he 88, and that's it. You don't get any more. You don't get any type of money payment afterwards, like a sharecropper. So why should it be any different over here? That's not comparable. You can't compare the Netushim property to that. It's going to be comparable to something else, and that is hamotzi otzos al nichsei ishto katana. One who spends money on his wife, who's a katana, on her property. She says. She is so much. She is so ima ochia. She got married by her brother or by her mother. Vengidushin tosim ba minatos. Not the rest of the gemarish. Element of yourself from the rabbanon. The figach yotze b'mian. She can go with me and bal karcho im timay. And if she wants to, she can just leave over there. So see now. Had the olam yel had the. Had lo dami el laha hamotzi otzas al nichsei ishto ketana kamotzi al nichsei. Acher dummy. It's like spending money on someone else's property, and therefore he gets compensation for the money that he put out, even if he didn't eat an equal amount of what he put out. Rashi says, "V'im hotzi v'lo achal kadei otzosos shaman lo kares," is considered like a sharecropper. Alma, so we see, kevin d'lo samchadaiti, since the husband didn't have smichas adas on the fact that he's going to hold on to it, meaning he's scared that his wife at any moment can go and just do me in. Rashi says, "Muchsak biado the doik shama tamayin bo." Maybe she's going to do me in at any moment. Therefore, takinu li rabbanon, the rabbanon set up for him that he should get paid like an aris. Rashi says, "Litol ka aris," that's what he should take as kihechi. The low lifsadinu, in order that he doesn't come and ruin the field. Rashi shloi kalkala karkos lazaron tamid, to constantly plant it. V'lo yavod v'lo yadar kamim, and that it's not going to work well. It's not going to prune the vineyards. Hachanami here also in this case of netushim, according to Shimon Gamliel, takinu Shimon that takinu le rabbanon the chacham set up that he should get paid like an aris kehichid lafsadino, so he doesn't come along and start ruining the field. Now we said in the brisa vikulan shaman lemkaris, and all of these are going to someone else's property. We're talking about here we make them to be we shaman we evaluate that their gain according to that of an aris of a sharecropper. You go and you take care of it, and you get paid accordingly, a third, a quarter, a half, whatever it is. Bekulin the Suyamai, who's this coming to include? It says, when all of them. L'suyahod Amar Menachem Bar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel is coming to include that which he says, Shavu Yishinishbav, if someone gets kidnapped, or read in the car of the Chasav, base and put a relative there, and Yatz Ladas, if he leaves the property by himself, he just, Rashi says, Yatsa Ladas, well, let's finish it. Yatsa Ladas, and we didn't carve in the Chasov. If he leaves, we don't put a relative by his place. I mean, since the owner wasn't forced to go, he left by himself, and he didn't set someone else in his place. So we see that he doesn't want what Bezin is doing over to set someone up. That's called, as we said, retushim before. All right, so that is, says Rashi, the Kevin's Hoya Shafoi Bedaito. Velo tziveu belechto leir in the chasuf shemamin alo nichel, he doesn't want someone else to come into it. So yesterday we're called the chasuf. Rav Nachman didei amar boreach harehu kishavoy. Someone who runs away, he's like a shavoy, and we set someone in his place to go take over. Rashi says she'ein daito miyushavas alav machmas hu bahul. This is now yishavadas because he was in a state of panic. So therefore, when he's running from something. Clearly wants him to take over. In fact, what are you talking about? Where is he running? Who's he running from? What is the reason this guy's running? Elim Machos Karga. If you want to say he's leaving because he's gonna get taxed, Rashi Shain Lo Ma Lefra Kesef Gulgol Samelech Brechofne Bo Azman. That is to make somebody pay a tax according to the skull, according to each one's head. The guys have the cash, so he runs. So Hainul Das, that's the case of a person leaving from his own Das. That he wanted to go over there. So in the case of a guy wanted to, you don't appoint someone in his place because he would have just appointed someone if he wanted that. Ella, what are we talking about? Borech machas mardim. He's running away because people that are mardim. Rashi says, shaharges anefesh, shu parsoi hargin el shfichas damim. They go and they would kedamin of Baba Kama, Mordin Ahi Ritzicha, Balashim Parsi, Vachem, first Pisarin, Derev Haigon. So, where it is, these guys are murderers and they're coming to get him. Therefore, he's running as quickly as possible. In such a case, he would want someone. Says Gemara, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shavish, Yenishbab, someone's kidnapped. Viniach Kama Liksor, and he left. There was a Kama, there was grain there that was ready to be reaped. Anovim Liksor, Tamarim Ligdor, Zitzim Limsok. Of all these type of things, whether it's grain or grapes or dates or olives, and they're ready to be taken care of. Basin Yol and Chasov, Basin goes down there, Mamida and Apotropos, and they put an Apotropos, someone who's going to supervise it. Rakshas Lahaknas Davar Mamuchan, Veshomer Labailim Achkach, Maridin Karov Lashbiach, Vilital Karis. First, they just quickly go take care of what needs to be done. And then they put someone in place. For coats or boats or gold or mosaic to take care of it, Vachach, Maridin Karov Lachasov. Then they put a relative over there to go and to take care of it and make sure it's going to be okay, and they pay him like an Aris. Says the Gemara, Velokim Apotropa Leolam. I was just making an Apotropa say he's going to stay there, and you don't need to have an Aris over there altogether, this relative. Shalo Yitel Klum, let him not take anything. Answer is more of a technical reason than this Apotropa Lediknani Lomokminan. Those, to say to Apotropa, some of those who have a beard, they don't do that. Rashi explains, Ein Bezin Torchel Levakesh Apotropa Zalanashim. Gedolim. They don't look for someone who, for Apotropos, to supervise the person's field if they're a gadol, shem nismali, zekanim, they have a beard. The fishlom, so it's very hard to find someone who'll do that. The bishlom, the yasmi, he get the mashmalu, the have Apotropos, the var mitzvah. There are people that you saw and say, oh, it's a mitzvah, the key can't do it, what are we going to do? Aval adiknani, but with the people with the beards, lo sham and lehu, then people are not going to go ahead and do such a thing. I'm Rav Huna. Eimer, we didn't cut on lechse shavoi. We don't put a cut on in the relative's property. Rashi says, "Vafilu hu ra'oi liyarsho." Even if he'd be yarshening him, it's kam mafsed lo mutav sheirdu lahem ish lachri. It's going to ruin the field. He'd rather have a random person there. V'lo karov linich sekatam, and we don't put a relative by the property of a katan. Interesting, says Rashi. Her leirish linich sekatam lasses lechol kide misayim timei. Why? To kimi de katan lo yodol lemechui. It's not object. Asa hay karov lachzuke. But this relative is going to come and take it. Vlomi is going to say, "Lechalik Yerushaso ba." It's coming to be Chalik the Yerusha. V'tov lahem lahori dish nachri. It's better to get a random person. Lo masi lumitein behu Yerusha. It's not going to say anything about Yerusha. Let's read it inside now. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Yudin Katan Nichsei Shavuoi. V'lo Karov Nichsei Katan. V'lo Karov Machmas Karov Lenichsei Katan. The third case over there is that you don't go and put a relative of a katan either, because again, it's going to be shtick pulled and they're going to end up messing over this kid over here. Amri, don't come to say shavu, we don't let the katan go to get the masa, they're going to ruin it. Velo karma, it's karma, let's say katan, ba'ache me'ima, and we don't put a relative's by a katan when he's a brother from a mother, brother from the same mother, or the relative of that. Velo karma, let's say katan, or a relative of a katan. Kevin the Lomachi, because it's not a protest, Asil Zukib is going to come and take it away from him. Amar Rav, Shmami Namad Rav Huna, we learn from Rav Huna, from the Dinam of here, that we let a random person watch it, not the relatives go and do watch such a case. Ein Machzikim and Nechzechatam, we're not worried about a Chazakah with Nechasim of a Katan, meaning to say that if someone goes into someone's property and they live there for 3 years and they eat the stuff in front of them, etc., that they could go say that they were Machzikit, they bought it from the father, who knows what. But we see over here that unless it's on a friend of the father, it won't work. From the fact that we're not worried that we let him to do it for the katan here. Peep, turn the page. Even the kid became a gadol after the fact. Even if the property, let's say, was occupied for 3 years after the kid became of age, and he says that the kid sold it to him after he became a gadol, we don't say it's a good chazakah because the one who came onto this property, the one who came on the property of the Kibasilakatan, he didn't realize that even after he became a gadol that the stuff belonged to his father. And therefore, he didn't protest the other person living over there for those 3 years. And since Rav Huna allows these nachrim, these non-relatives, to go and be an apachapas over this stuff, he clearly is not worried about the fact that he's going to come and take it from him. And therefore, like we just said, we learn out that he's not worried about the fact that he's going to be a chazaka. We don't consider like a chazaka. V'lo Amran Ella. What are we talking about? Rashi says, V'lo Amran De'in Maridin Karv L'chze Katan. We don't let a Karv come to the property of a Katan. Ella Be'achid Abba. Rashi says, Achiv Me'aviv, his brother from his father, She'itan Behem Sadirusha, which has a Sadirusha. Aval Be'achid De'ima, but if it's a brother from his mother, less than mother's not a problem because they don't get Yerusha. V'achid Abba Nami Lorman Ella Be'arasa. Aval Be'bate Leslam Ba. The only time we don't say we can let the father's brother come and do it is when you're dealing with land. That's when you can't do it. Rashi says Sados. Aval Be'bate, when you're dealing with different houses, then Leslam Ba is not a problem. Rashi says Sheha Shchene Me'idim Aleim Shabo L'chalko Shokatan, because the neighbor's going to come and say that they actually belong to the kid. Bar said, "Nami lor mamela." Even with the ar, with the land, we don't say that it's us that do it. Except the law of it, itda. If they didn't make an itda, Rashi says, "Shtar chaluka kishecholku mitchila." Raka behemus lo saru mitargaminim bamsa lo atdu lo ifliga behen, which means that they have some sort of shtar over here that's being clear. Aval of it itda, but if they made an itda, it's clear about who gets what. Then kala isle has a call over here. That means everybody knows that these fields belong to the kid, and we're not worried about the fact that you get some set someone up in the meantime as if he's going to take it. Veloi says Gemara, nope, but this is not true. Loshna achidab loshna achidima loshna arisab loshna batev loshna avid itad loshna lo itad lo machtinan. Under all cases, we don't let these relatives go into this property in order to become the apachapas or to take care or watch over it. We're worried about these things that may occur. Story time. Ahi safta. There was a grandmama. There was an old woman. Havia talas bante. She had three daughters. Ishtabai ihi vechadabrate. Her and one of the daughters got kidnapped. Idach tarti bante. The other two daughters. Shchiva chada minayu. Mishalv, you know, one of them died and Mishalv yinuka and left a boy. In other words, so we got three girls. One's kidnapped with the mama. The other one, two of them left over a son. I guess the other one is just over there. Amar Abaye, Hechi Navid, how are we going to deal with this woman's property? Says Rashi, B'nichsi D'Savta, She'en Oni Yudun, Yodin, Ikayemis, Imesa. We don't know if she's alive or dead. Lo Kamino Nichsi B'yada, the achta, Dilma Shchiva Safta, Vaymaridin Karov, the Nichse Katan. What are you suggesting over here? If you want to give it over to the girl who survived, again, let's talk about the girls. So you have A, B, and C. A goes to the mama. B ends up dying, leaves over his son. And C is totally right there and fine. So if you want to give it over to C, to that regular woman over there, but maybe the grandmother ended up dying, and now the grandson, meaning her sister, B's son, has a chelik in it. Rashi says, V'yishakotam chelik ben, shehem yishalo, machmas imo. Or maybe, or shama chetzian shalom, maybe actually half of it is his, because shama mesu shtea shvius. Maybe both of them died, the mama and A. So they have A dead, and you have B dead, and you have C. So he gets, mama is Yerish, and now everything goes over to, let's say, in a way that now the boy has two-thirds of it, or half of it, whatever it is. Vein maridin karv nechse kanti, and let a karv go there. So then, what do you want to do? No kaminhu lenechse biyado dinuka. You want to put the property in the hands of the kid, and the other one to the other sister. In other words, like half and half. But then lo shchivas safta. Maybe the grandma didn't die. And maridin katan nechse shavoy. And Basin doesn't put a katan in the property over here. So what do we do? Rabbi Hilkach palga yavina lo l'achta. We give half of it to the sister who was not kidnapped and no kids. She's C over there. We got that right. Vidapa the other half. Makvina l'apachapa l'yanuka. We set up an apachapas who's a nachri, not a guy, but a non-relative, someone like shaykh over here, for the kid. Rashi says, v'lo machtinan katan l'gavayu, because delma lo shchiva v'emrita katan l'chsei shavoy. Says the Gemara, Rav, I'm another answer. Migo de mokamina an apachrapa l'palga, since we set up an apachrapas who's not related to this kid, for half of it, mokamina l'apachrapa l'idach palga, we put for the other half as well. You just let this person be taken care of, someone taken care of the whole thing, and not either of them. Turns out, what happens? We get news that Lasof Shamu de Shchiva Safta, grandmama dead. But we don't know what happened to the other sister that was with her. Amar Abaye, Tilsi Avina Lalachta, we give a third to the sister that's not kidnapped, that's C, because she's going to get that at least. For Tilsi Avina Lalinuka, give to the boy. Avidach Tilsi, the other third, Avina Danka Lalachta, we give a Danka, which is 1/6 of it, to the other sister, the sister that wasn't kidnapped, the other 6 months, we give her to the Yanuka, to this boy over here in Apachapas. Why do we give 1/6 to that other sister? Because if the sister that's in captivity actually died, so then she gets half of it anyway, it belongs to her. And if she didn't die, then we allow her to go in to actually watch over the property for her. Right? So the other one leaves Apachapas, Yanuka, Rava Amar Rava says another answer. Migu demoka mapachapa ledanka. Since we're already setting up 1/6, the apachapa smakuna nami apachapa ledanka, but apachapa sir, the other one as well. Another story time. Marbar Isik. Asli achme bichozoi. There was Marbar Isik had a brother. Rashi explains what's going on is that Murray went with his tata to Bechuzai. His father got married again, had a son from another mother, so it's a brother from another mother. And then Murray came to back to his house to take his father's stuff after he died. And then the son from Bechuzai came up. So the brother came to Murray bar Isik from Bechuzai, Amalei, and he said, Plogli, split it. You know, listen, I'm also a son over here. I get possession of this. Let's split it. Amalei says, Lo Yadane. He says, I don't know who you are. Like, who are you, bro? Get it, bro. Also, the Kamadur of Chizik in front of Chizik. Amalei says, Shapik Amalach. Mari said, good. Because he doesn't really know who you are. He's telling the truth over here. And you know where we find this? Rashi Sheinu Makir, he doesn't recognize you. Vein Zeramos is not tricking you. Because she yatsa me'etz lecha, lo haya lecha chasim hazakan v'achshav. You never be here, now you do. And we see that. Shenema is the whole story about Yosef and the brothers. After they're not seeing them for a long time. Yaakov, Yosef is Achav. Achav, the brothers recognize Yosef. But they didn't recognize him. Left without a beard and came back with a beard. So what did he tell him to do? He says, Amalei, he said to him, Zil Aisi Sadi da'achuat, go bring Edom to his brothers. Amalei, so the brother said, Isli Sadi, I have Edom. V'dachli minei. But they're scared of him. The Gavra Alimo, because he's a very strong person. So he said to Mari, Zil Antai Sisadi, you go bring Edom to Lavachuchu, that he's not your brother. Right? So what are you supposed to do? He's scared of you. He's telling him to either bring yeah, he's not his brother. Amalei, so he said to him, Dinachi, is that the din? Hamotzi Mechere Olveraya. We know that someone who wants to get his all over, I don't have to bring Edom. He has to go take care of it, not me. So Amalei is back. Hachi danina lach. This is how we're going to judge for you. And all of your posse, all your crew that is so strong because they're scared of you. Amalei. Sof asasadi v'lo masadi. But if that's the case, the Edom are going to come and they're not going to testify. So what's the point? In other words, if they're scared of me, if everyone's scared of me, then they're going to lie for me. Amalei says, tarti lo avdi. They're not going to do two things. It could be that they're not going to say anything because they're scared, but they're not going to come and then lie. So therefore, you go and you get them, and then you can prove it. Lasof, they asu sadi dachuru. Edom came, the taka, he was the brother. Amalei, so the brother said to Rechista, lifugli nami, he should also divide for me, mi pardisi ubustini deshasil, the vineyards and the orchards that he made. Amalei, he said to him, shaper kamalach. Yeah, it's a good zog. He's going to the Mishnah. If a man died and he left over older kids, younger kids, and the older ones made it better, they made it for the middle, meaning everybody is going to gain from this. Beep, turn the page. Rabbi also says that it's, you know, lemsa meaning the average of it, so they end up getting... They get it as well. Amalei Abaye says, "Me Dabi, can you compare the cases? Hasam Gedolim Gabi Kitanim Yadi. There, the older ones knew, but the younger ones they're going to gain for Kamachli, and therefore they're Mochel. What's happening? B'Hachmi Yada. Does he know in the first place the Lichel is going to be Mochel stuff to them? Of course not. Says the Gemara, Igalgal Milsa." This question went round and round in circles, as if the world, I don't know, umata l'kamei to Rabbi Ami, and they came from Rabbi Ami Omerlu, and he said to them, Gedola Mizu, Amusham and Lahem Ka'aris. There's another reason why you shouldn't be compensating, because Amusham and Lahem Ka'aris. But the Chachamim say that we're Shaman, we evaluate according to that of an Aris. In the other case that where we brought up that someone comes in the meantime to take care of all the captives, you know, when they got kidnapped stuff. We know that he has to give up it all if he comes back, but he still gets paid. Hasha Diday, but over here, in the case of Mari, where it's his own land, Lo Yavinale. What, Lo Yavinale? Shouldn't we give him at least the compensation as an Aris for the half of his brother? So, Adrua Halakamid Rav Chista, they came back, told Rav Chista, and Amalui said, Me dummy, can you compare the case of the kidnapped one to our case? Hasim Birushus Nachas, over there they went down Birushus. Hachalabrishus Nachas, but over here, Mari went to the father's property with Arishus of Bezin. Va'od, and not only that, even if he had asked Bezin would not let him go in, because Katan, because her brother was a Katan. Vein Maridin Karv Nechseb Katan. We know the Karv can't go into the Chasim of a Katan. So this is Gemara. Adjua Lekamid Rav Ami. The students told us back that Rav Ami and Amar Lahu. He said back, Lo Saimua Kameh. They didn't complete the whole story in front of me. The Katan, who tell him that he was a Katan. I didn't know that. If I knew that, I would agree to Mari. Should not be get compensation for the stuff of the brothers that he improved. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.